Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. First, you know I love a good cookbook. And the new cookbook by Christopher Kimball and the team at Milk Streak is more than good. It's a compilation of the approach to cooking Kimball and his staff have taken in their work at Milk Street in downtown Boston, home to the Milk Street Cooking School, a bi-monthly magazine, and a public television and radio show. J.M. Hirsch is a James Beard Award-winning food and travel writer and editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and we're counting on listeners for the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. We have a great thank you gift today for all my listeners who love cookbooks, more specifically for all my listeners who love cookbooks and love public radio and public television. For a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you will send you the Milk Street Season 6 Cookbook. This amazing and beautiful book is more than 750 pages and contains every recipe from the first six seasons of Milk Street. You'll find simple recipes with big flavors, like the very first one in the book, and the book is full of beautiful, oversized color photography. Give now and get this cookbook when you make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org, or make that gift by calling 866-897-9678. So when you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get access to the Milk Street Cooking School. These are cooking classes from the experts at Milk Street, and the classes are both live streamed and self-paced. When you make your gift of $10 a month, you'll get a code from WOSU that will give you unlimited access to the classes. You can use the code multiple times between now and December 31st, so you can attend as many virtual classes as you would like. You'll have access to classes on a wide variety of topics, from knife skills to one-pot dinners. Don't miss this great opportunity to attend cooking school at your own pace with the experts from Milk Street. Get access to these classes for $10 a month as a sustainer at 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Also available this hour is the Milk Street Combo. For $25 a month as a sustainer, get a cookbook and the cooking classes. Visit WOSU.org to learn more about these gifts or call 866-897-9678. And again, my guest is J.M. Hirsch. He is the editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. Thanks again for joining us. The book is beautiful. The subtitle is The Definitive Guide to the New Home Cooking. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the core of Milk Street, as you said, you know, we have magazines, we have TV shows, three TV shows actually now, books, radio show, culinary school, so forth. But the heart of all of that is changing the way we cook. And we call it, you know, the new home cooking. One of the things that Chris realized, you know, quite a number of years ago was that the rest of the world knows a lot of things that we don't, you know, and they have a lot of tips, tricks, techniques, ingredient combinations, and frankly, just plain recipes that we are less familiar with. And we have a lot to benefit from learning from them. So the core of everything we do at Milk Street is to consider ourselves a student. And we travel the world and we learn from home cooks, from professional chefs and everything in between. And we ask them to not just share their food with us and share their traditions, but to teach us. And we come away, you know, so much richer for that. We bring those lessons home and we adapt them for the American home cook, the American home kitchen, and then we share them. And that is this book in a nutshell. You know, it's kind of the distillation of everything we've learned in the 6 or 7 years, I've kind of lost track at this point, that we have, you know, been at this. And this is, you know, we do a lot of books, and this book gets reissued every year. with new recipes added to it based on what goes on to the TV show. And this is by far my favorite because it's such just an aggregation of everything we've learned in all of our travels and all of our meals shared with so many people around the world. So that's what we mean by the new home cooking. You know, how do we change the way we cook from the lessons we've learned?
It starts with the humble egg.
The humble egg, yes, that's right. I mean, one of our most classic and frankly most viewed on social media recipes is how to scramble an egg. And, you know, I have to say that when I started at Milk Street at the very beginning, and Chris was going on and on about this scrambled eggs in olive oil. And he just frankly would not shut up about it. And I thought, really, how good can it be? It's a scrambled egg, right? And then I tried it myself. And I have to say, it is all that. You know, it really does make such a difference. I make them for any time I have guests now. That is the only way I will scramble an egg.
It's just amazing how the fat, just by changing the fat, what a difference it makes.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and it's so fast. I mean, the eggs cook, and I like a very loose scrambled egg. So they cook in like 15, 20 seconds. It's really astounding. And they just, because of you're cooking them in olive oil instead of butter, and they just puff up so light and airy and still moist and so delicious. Oh, gosh, now I want some.
I know. It's me too. That is J.M. Hirsch. He is a James Beard Award-winning food and travel writer, and he's also the editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. And we're talking to him today about the new edition of the Milk Street. It's called the Milk Street Cookbook. It's the definitive guide to the new home cooking with every recipe from the TV show. If you have if you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. So it contains every recipe from every episode of the TV show from 2017 to 2023. And I'm trying to figure out how long are you going to keep doing this and does a wheelbarrow come with it after a while?
You know, this has been my nightmare scenario because, you know, this past edition, I think we had to add, 130 new recipes alone. And it is kind of like playing Tetris to make sure everything fits into the book without it becoming, you know, 3,000 pages long. And in fact, we are having to redesign the format of the book for the next edition after this because it's just getting too big. We want to make sure we give people everything. And in order to do that, it's a little bit of Jenga there.
But you stuck with the full color illustrations too, which I love. I love a good picture. I like to know what it's supposed to look like.
Absolutely. You know, I there are a lot of great cookbooks written by amazing and talented writers and cooks that don't have illustrations, don't have photos. But I got to say, I always gravitate to beautiful imagery because we do eat with our eyes first. It's a cliche, but it's very true.
What do you think about the endurance of the cookbook? You know, the dictionary book has gone kind of to the wayside. A lot of things have gone to the wayside because we don't need them in that way anymore. But there's something about a cookbook.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have tried for quite a number of years now to bring the cookbook into the digital world, and I don't think anyone has ever done it particularly successfully. And I've spoken to a lot of people across the food and publishing world about this over the years. And nobody really has claimed victory on this, you know, in terms of the ebook. I think what you're always going to see is there's always the place for the web browser to go on and search for, you know, pasta recipes or whatever. And you're going to find endless opportunities there. And you're going to go to websites like Milk Streets or any number of other sites, and you're going to find recipes there. But I don't think we're ever going to see the end of the cookbook in its physical form. I think there's something wonderful about the tactile experience of using and flipping through a cookbook. I mean, it is for no other reason, it's how you become inspired. You know, unless you're looking for something specific, oftentimes people will just flip through a book and see what inspires them. There's where the photos come in again. And you just, you know, there's just something really nice about, you know, feeling the book, opening the book, putting it on the counter, and engaging with it. And I think that an iPad just doesn't have that same experience. Plus, it turns off constantly. And once I've touched chicken and I have to keep touching the iPad to get it to turn back on, that drives me nuts.
Right, me too. Me too. I like going back to an old recipe and the page is crusty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this offends some people, but I write in my
Oh, I do
cookbooks as
too.
well. Yeah, you know, it's to me, it's a living document, so it's okay to do that.
Have you seen old cookbooks at garage sales and stuff where you have the little old
Oh,
ladies who have
yes.
all their recipes stuffed in it? It's one of my favorite things to find.
Yes,
It
those
always
are
breaks my heart
great.
when someone's selling it for a dime. So,
I know,
you know,
that's part of a family story, and that's what's
exactly.
so wonderful about them.
This is the fall membership drive on 89.7 NPR News, and this hour is all about delicious food and cooking, a favorite topic for many All Sides listeners. We're asking you to make a gift in support of these types of programs at WOSU.org or make a gift when you call 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustaining member and get access to the Milk Street Cooking School. These online classes are both live streamed and self-paced. Once you make your gift today, WOSU sends you a code and you can access as many classes as you would like between now and December 31st. The live stream classes introduce a topic, ingredient, or technique and are 60 to 75 minutes long. Members can use the chat function to ask questions to the Milk Street experts in real time during the class. If you attend self-paced classes, you'll learn fundamental Milk Street cooking techniques in pre-recorded online courses. These are deep dives into cooking theory, ingredients, and dishes that will change the way you cook. Access to these classes is $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9677. When you give $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get the beautiful Milk Street 6 Season 6 cookbook. It's what I've been talking about with editorial director J.M. Hirsch. This book contains every recipe from the first 6 seasons of Milk Street. Learn to make braised beef with dried figs and sweet potato cupcakes with cream cheese caramel frosting. This hefty book is more than 750 pages with simple recipes that result in better cooking. Get this cookbook today for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This book and the cooking classes are an extension of the conversation we're having today. And as a regular listener to All Sides, you know we cover the important news of the day from the latest at the Ohio State House to the challenges of affordable housing. But there is also room for shows like this one, shows about cooking and enjoying time in your kitchen. Getting this thank you gift today shows that you support all the topics we cover on All Sides. Give today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org to learn more about these gifts. 866-897-9678. And thanks to Elaine Hobner from Commercial Point. Thanks for kicking off this hour for us. And also Joanna Palos of Lewis Center. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Again, my guest is J.M. Hirsch. He's a James Beard Award-winning food and travel writer, and he's the editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. So you've been with Milk Street for, you said, 6 or 7 years. You've lost count, which is a good.
Yes.
How do you, when it started out 6 or 7 years ago, how has it changed, do you think? As because when you talk about that, the foundational piece of it being that you're learning too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And frankly, I like to think that's all we do. You know, we bring an expertise to how we learn, and we have a very talented team of cooks and who take what I learn when I travel, for example, or when Chris travels, and refine it and adapt it for the home kitchen in the United States. But at the heart of everything we do, it still just comes down to learning. And then we, like I say, we apply our experience and expertise to taking those lessons and adapting them and translating them for our audience. But you know, in terms of how how we've changed over the years. Obviously, we've gotten a lot bigger, which in and of itself is a wonderful challenge. And we do a lot more. When we first started, it was like, okay, we have to get a book and an issue of the magazine out the door. Now we're doing, you know, that about times 10 or 20. And so it is a lot, but it's a great and fun challenge. And I think our awareness of the value in what we do when we travel has deepened, and our respect for that has deepened, I think. And one of the things that always amazes me is no matter what part of the world I go to, and I know Chris has the same experience, people welcome us into their homes, you know, and they are eager to share with us their culture, their history, their food, their family. And it's just, I never stop being amazed at how giving people are of themselves and their traditions. And so I consider us very lucky. And I think my awareness of that has changed over the years, it's deepened, because we are so lucky that people welcome us that way and are willing to share things that then we hope make the rest of us better cooks.
When you find an everyday person someplace, somewhere else, somewhere maybe exotic to a lot of Americans, are they aware of kind of this American thing for cooking and this whole, I think, kind of sort of revolution that's happened over the last 30 or so years?
I think so. At least, you know, at least at some level, yes. You know, they may not access it in quite the same way or with the same intensity that an American audience does. But I do think there is an awareness of it. And everywhere I go, there is the version of the local celebrity chef. So it's, you know, it's a culture that has spread around the world. And, you know, so that they are aware of it. I think sometimes, though, they're even despite that, a lot of people are still surprised that we're interested in what they are doing, you know, to make their lunch. You know, I was in Vietnam a few years ago, and we were on the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City, and I saw this guy tending what looked like massive solar panels in a field under this blazing sun. And they obviously were not solar panels. And so we stopped the car and we got out and we walked into the field, and it was this family that was tending these huge sheets of what would be rice noodles. And they spread kind of a slurry of ground rice and water across these bamboo mats that are, you know, massive. They're like 8 feet tall by about 2 feet wide. And they prop them up leaning into the sun so that they can dry. Then they tear these noodles off and they cut them in different shapes. And I was just mesmerized by this. And I said, can I please come back to your house and see how you do this? And can we eat some for lunch? And they were surprised that we were interested in this. But to me, that's the magic of travel and doing what we do at Milk Street, is that we get to say to people, hey, what are you doing? That looks amazing. Would you be willing to teach me about it?
I felt I had that same feeling one time when I was in Mexico and they were cooking the meat or braising it in the sun on the rooftop of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know,
it's incredible.
This is what we always, yeah, it is. It's amazing. And, you know, and that's the thing about, again, about Milk Street, is we recognize that there is so much to learn. And so we always approach every trip we do, every recipe we do, everything we do, we always approach it as the student, because we have so much to learn. And then we hope we can share that.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And J.M. Hirsch has just sort of described what we like to do here at 89.7 NPR News, and that is to share and to learn with you. Support the station you depend on for that at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And the news cycle can be relentless. All Sides has been covering it all, from social justice and race issues to the latest bills moving through the Ohio State House. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. Your gift supports the news programs we bring to you every day, and your support brings your shows that take a break from the news. Become a member this hour, and your thank you gift can be the Milk Street Season 6 Cookbook. Give $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or call 866 877-967-9678. This book is the perfect complement to our guest today, J.M. Hirsch. He's the James Beard Award-winning food and travel writer, works with Christopher Kimball on Milk Street. The book is full of amazing recipes. In fact, it has every recipe from the first six seasons of Milk Street, from Turkish flatbreads to Italian flourless chocolate torta, from Lebanese baked kafta with potatoes and tomatoes to Japanese-style chicken and vegetable curry to scrambled eggs in olive oil. For your gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful, beautiful cookbook as your thank you gift. The Milk Street Cookbook Season 6. This book is the definitive guide to the new home cooking with every recipe from the TV show from 2017 to 2023. And each recipe is displayed in oversized color photography. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And if you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, thank you. But if you have been a member at $10 a month for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $15 a month. Your extra support will go a long way toward helping sustain the future of public radio. And you can get this cookbook as a thank you gift. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $15 a month today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks so much to Beverly Piat from Columbus for your support. We really appreciate it. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The book, I'm wondering, is a recipe if it's not written down? Because I can't imagine you don't come across a lot of people who are like, oh, here, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the time. And I mean, it's one of the fun and sometimes frustrating challenges of my job is, you know, especially when there's a language barrier and I have to use a translator, you know, you'll ask somebody, can you show me how you make it? Or sometimes you have to be satisfied with, can you tell me how you make it? And they'll say, oh, well, I just do this and this. And, you know, and especially if you're eating it with them, it's like, I can tell that there's got to be more going on than just those two things, you know, I can tell. And so I find myself not quite interrogating them, but certainly cross-examining them to kind of get some of the details out. Oh, well, yeah, of course I do that. And then you say, well, did you also put some garlic in? Oh, well, yes, of course. You know, which it's funny, it's most of the time they're not actually withholding information, but it's just so second nature to them. You know, if you ask an Italian grandmother how she makes her pasta sauce, you know, chances are she's just doing it from memory anyway. And she's not really, she's not used to spelling it out. And that's kind of one of the kind of gaps that we have to bridge between real world cooks and the world of recipe writing is, you know, we are so formalized that we have to kind of pull some of this information out of people occasionally.
You know, one of the things I love about the book is here and there, and I haven't looked at every single recipe, but I think there's one thing with string beans, sweet and sour string bean, or spicy, sweet and spicy. And you kind of throw in there that you figured out a way from another chef in San Francisco who does something this or thus in such way to get the sauce to stick better. It sort of feels like you're throwing in little tidbits, too, from all over the place.
Yeah, that is really, that goes back to the core of what makes Milk Street what it is. You know, when I say that, you know, we travel to learn and adapt and to be students, one of the things that guides us in that process is, you know, we ask ourselves, well, what is it about this recipe that makes it Milk Street? You know, because obviously there are a million pasta recipes out there. And you know, why would we gravitate to one recipe versus another? So we're always in our research looking for that element that makes it Milk Street, we say. And, you know, that might be, for example, in pastas, we love recipes that cook the pasta directly in the sauce rather than boiling the pasta in water first. Huh. And we love this technique. It's very simple. And it actually saves you effort and cleanup. But the reason we love it is it infuses the pasta with more flavor. And these are the kind of like tips and tricks that we scour the world for to learn and to bring back, because that goes back to, you know, change the way you cook. This is the new home cooking, that we're looking for those little tips and tricks and techniques that really do change how we cook. You know, one of my favorite, absolute favorites is, and I don't, I wish I could remember where we learned it now, I can't, but it's the steam and sear method with vegetables. It is absolutely brilliant. You take almost any vegetable you want, you put it in a skillet, cut it up, put it in a skillet with a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of water, put the cover on and put it over the heat. The water evaporates, and as it evaporates, it starts to steam the vegetable. Take the cover off after a few minutes, the water is gone, and just the oil is left, and it sears the vegetable. It solves the problem effortlessly of getting the interior of the vegetables perfectly tender while also charring the outside, because often enough, you either turn the vegetables to mush or you char them too much on the outside. And this is such a simple way of hitting that sweet spot. It's things like that that we're always looking for in our travels.
The team at Milk Street, you're making me think about, okay, what pan would I use? Because I want to do this now. But the team at Milk Street advises tossing your nonstick skillet. I was watching a chef cook the other day with the types of pans you recommend, carbon steel pans. Now I want one. Tell us why they matter.
You know, carbon steel is wonderful. They, first of all, they if you treat them properly, they are naturally nonstick, which is what one of the things we love about them. I have a carbon steel wok that I use all the time, and it's beautifully nonstick just from repeated uses and the way you season it. It also heats very evenly, and as opposed to cast iron, they are relatively light, but they have that wonderful heat conduction. And frankly, they're indestructible. So, I mean, all of those are wonderful reasons to use them. They come in all shapes and sizes. And my wok is probably about 3 feet wide. It's one of a massive professional wok. And I absolutely love it because it gives you the space to really work in. But despite being so big, it's so light because it's very thin carbon steel. And so there's no end of uses for that. Now, I will say there's also a time and a place for a nonstick skillet. And we use those plenty at Milk Street as well. But you know, as a go-to everyday pan, it's hard to beat carbon steel.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest is J.M. Hirsch. He is the editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. It is our fall membership drive. Support public radio today at WOSU.org. Thanks to Brian Scarpino in Grove City and Robin Vacesares in Stoutsville, Ohio. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know the show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear important information about health and wellness every Wednesday, or on Wellness Wednesday, you hear facts straight from the experts. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get access to the Milk Street Cooking School. These are cooking classes from the experts at Milk Street, and the classes are both live streamed and self-paced. When you make your gift of $10 a month, you'll get a code from WOSU that gives you unlimited access to the classes. You can use the code multiple times between now and December 31st, so you can attend as many virtual classes as you would like. You will have access to classes on a wide variety of topics, from knife skills to one-pot dinners. The live-streamed classes introduce a topic, ingredient, or technique, and members can use the chat function to ask questions to the Milk Street experts in real time during the class. If you attend self-paced classes, you'll learn fundamental Milk Street cooking techniques in pre-recorded online courses. These are deep dives into cooking theory, ingredients, and dishes that will change the way you cook. Don't miss this great opportunity to attend cooking school at your own pace with the experts from Milk Street. And remember, you can attend as many classes as you want between now and December 31st. Get access to these classes for $10 a month as a sustainer, or call 866-897-9678. And with that gift of $10 a month, you're supporting All Sides with Ann Fisher. On this show, you hear a diverse range of topics. We talk about the economy and politics. We talk about the arts and restaurants. Support this show today with a gift of support. If you listen every day, then today is a great day to make a gift. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 897-9678. And again, this is our fall membership drive on 89.7 NPR News. We're looking to our listeners for our support. 866-897-9678. 678. The online class thing got to be big during the pandemic, I would imagine, right?
It absolutely did. Yeah, we had to pivot pretty hard and fast, like most companies. And we always had an online component, but we had favored in-person classes at our offices in Boston. And obviously that came to an abrupt stop. And we very quickly, Rosie Gill, our director of education, you know, helped us pivot very quickly. And we moved everything online. And I have to say, you know, I know many companies experienced similar things. It was a wonderful experience for us because it actually gave us the opportunity to reach so many more people and to just, you know, kind of change the way we reach people and do so much more. It gave us the opportunity to bring in guest teachers from around the world, which previously would have been much more of an ordeal. And so it's been a really enriching experience, you know, silver lining in an otherwise pretty rough go. But at the very least, it was an opportunity to rethink how we reach people.
Right. It opened another portal for you, and you don't have to go back to the way things were. You've learned from that, and now you've added it to your repertoire.
Exactly. We are slowly getting back to in-person classes on a very limited basis. But, I know a lot of people have Zoom fatigue, but I also think that when it comes to cooking classes, not only do people appreciate being able to do it from anywhere, I think they appreciate being able to do it from home, frankly. And it's so much more convenient.
I did a Zoom cooking class about a year ago, and I was happy at how many people were asking questions that I don't think would have in an in-person class.
I think you're right. It takes away some of that fear of raising your hand, you know. It gives you the opportunity to just type it into the chat, and then the moderator takes over for you. And I think it is a really good way of reaching more people in a way that they're more comfortable with.
So the live stream classes, though, are a little bit different than the there's live stream and self-paced, right? So how different are they?
So the self-paced is more of, think of it as a cooking school, and where you can kind of work your way through the curriculum, and you can hop around if you want. You don't have to go in any particular order, and you can pick the kind of the sections of the courses that you like and focus on those. Like, you know, if you need work with knife skills, you can just jump over to that class. If you are vegetarian and you just want to learn new techniques for cooking and preparing vegetables, you can just hop over to that class. It's self-paced, as you mentioned, and they're pre-recorded, so it's all kind of contained. The live stream classes are where either Milk Street staff or guest chefs come on and literally interact in real time with the class. Some are quite large, some are more exclusive, you know, small group workshops. But they're a lot of fun, actually. I do them for cocktails all the time.
Do you have to make reservations for the live stream ones?
Yes,
okay.
You do.
All right.
Yep.
866-897-9678. Now's the time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. Support All Sides with Ann Fisher with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Every day we talk to newsmakers, lawmakers, experts on this show. We also bring you shows like this one, shows about cooking and delicious food. In fact, it's been one of my favorite things to do over the last 13 years. We also bring you shows like, the news of the day is important, of course, but taking breaks from the news with shows like this one, that's important too. The thank you gifts we're offering you today are an extension of this conversation, and we're carefully selected with you, our listeners, in mind. So let's just review the three different thank you gift levels we have been talking about this hour. Make a gift of $10 a month and get access to Milk Street's Cooking School. After you become a member, you'll receive a code from WOSU, and you could attend online cooking classes that are both live streamed and self-paced. And you can use the code multiple times, as many times as you want, between now and the end of December, and attend as many virtual cooking classes as you'd like. That is $10 a month as a sustaining member, or a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org, or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Laura and Paul Williams from Columbus for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. For a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180, you can get the Milk Street Season 6 Cookbook. It's a beautiful, hefty book that contains every recipe from the first six seasons of Milk Street. It is more than 750 pages and is full of beautiful photographs. Get this amazing cookbook for $15 a month as a sustainer at 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Or you can give $25 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $300 and get the Milk Street combo. So you get the cookbook and the cooking classes. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We do not ask you to go outside of your comfort zone when making a gift to public radio. We ask you to give what fits into your budget. That's why we offer sustaining memberships. Giving a smaller amount each month is a great way to support your favorite radio station at a more manageable amount each month. Do it now before the end of the hour. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And many thanks to Nicholas Williams from Old Town East and also Bruce Hagen from Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. And now back to my conversation with J.M. Hirsch, editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. I'm wondering when you move for onwards from season to season and add the seasons on, how do you tweak the book? It's not like you just slap 50 more recipes on the back, right?
Yeah, no, that would be a lot easier than what we actually have to do. We try to make sure it's a multi-step process, you know, that begins with planning the TV season, actually. And planning the TV season in large part comes from planning our travel. And I will say, you know, over the last few years, that's obviously been a real challenge. Before the pandemic, you know, Chris and I would just look at a map and say, well, where do we want to go that has delicious food and something to teach us? And it was a lot easier. Now, and especially during the last couple of years, it's getting a little bit better now. But in the last couple of years, you know, we've been limited to go where we can go, you know, without a month-long quarantine or something like that. And so, you know, the planning all starts with the TV series. Where are we going to go? And what do we think we're going to bring back for the TV series? And, you know, for example, I will be traveling to Italy and to South Korea in November. And the planning right now, that's for season 7 of the TV show. You know, that's the planning is going, all right, what are the recipes I'm going to focus on? What do I think I'll bring back? How will those fit into a season of the TV show? And, you know, then we do the travel, come back. The recipes are developed in the kitchen based on what we've learned. And then, you know, they go through the whole editing process and finally the photography. And then my book editor figures out where they belong in the book, which of course creates a domino effect. Well, if you put this recipe here on this page, you know, that's going to affect the next 12 pages because of X, Y, and Z. And we have to move this around and that around. And we always try to make sure that the new recipes get more prominent play, especially with photography, so that people know what's new in each edition. And kind of highlights, you know, kind of what's new and exciting, and so it is a bit like playing Tetris, you know, fitting all the pieces together. And I will say, Michelle Locke, my book editor, is just a genius at this, and she lives and dies by spreadsheets and making sure that everything fits together. So that is the only way the job gets done.
I wondered because it just feels like a whole new book, but it still has all the, you know, the other recipes, but it just feels like a whole new experience with this new book.
Yeah. And, you know, what we've done over the years, you know, like I say, we travel to learn. We also learn as we do books. And we've realized that there are better ways to organize this book than the first edition and the second edition. And so every year we tweak it a bit and try to make it more user friendly and more fun, better design and more exciting. And so it's a learning process. And, you know, sometimes it's more of a challenge than others, but it's always good.
Let's see if we can hear from 15 more people in the last 15 minutes of the show. Give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, we're locally run and locally programmed. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in Central Ohio has access to vital news and information. And with a locally focused program like All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. And again, let's see if we can get 15 more people in the last 15 minutes of the show. Thanks to Rosemary Hamrock from Blacklick. That means we have 14 to go this hour. Thanks for kicking off our countdown, Rosemary Hamrock. Rosemary makes me think of herbs and spices and whatnot. And at the tip, one of the tips I saw in one of the recipes was throw out the spices if they're over a year old. You kind of drop those little things throughout. So it makes it, I think it's always good, and it makes me kind of hang my head in shame, of course. Because who doesn't hang on to a spice a little longer than they should?
I know. You know, I think we all have one of those jars of spice that's probably far too many years old hiding in the back of the spice cabinet. But, you know, the flavor compounds that make spices so wonderful are volatile, and they do oxidize, and they lose their potency over time, some more quickly than others. And I think, you know, it is important to keep them fresh and buy, you know, the trick, of course, is to buy small amounts. Don't buy a big jug of it if you're only going to use a little bit. And, you know, a lot of natural food stores allow you to buy them, you know, in the open bins where you just kind of buy what you need. And that's a great way of doing that, because then you can just buy a little bit at a time and keep them fresh that way.
There was a reference in the book to coming across, I think it was in the introduction, coming across a lady making scallion pancakes in a back alley in Seoul, South Korea or something.
Yep.
And I love that kind of approach, because it's not something I would necessarily feel comfortable approaching on my own.
Yeah, you know, when we travel, I make a lot of room for serendipity like that, because that's inevitably when you find your best stuff. You know, the guy making rice noodles on the side of the road in Vietnam, you know, I was in Puglia, Italy a few years ago. And, you know, I met this woman sitting at a little rickety table outside her front door making orecchiette pasta. You know, it's little moments like that. I do a lot of, when I plan my trips, I do a lot of scheduling, and I do a lot of planning. But I also plan for serendipity. I make sure I give myself ample time every day to walk. I walk every city endlessly, you know, and usually we average 10 to 15 miles a day of walking, my videographer and my photographer, because that's how you get to know a city, and that's how you get to know a people. And that's how you just kind of bump into these characters, in, you know, out of nowhere. And, you know, when I was in Cairo, one of the most deepest impressions I've ever had on a trip, it was really amazing. We were walking in kind of a rough part of town, and at the top of this derelict building was this, what I later learned was a teenage boy waving a flag and whistling in a way I have never heard a human whistle before. It was so piercing and so loud, and just it just cut you to the core. It was amazing. And we climbed up the building, which was not in very good state, and they raise pigeons. And it's a thing in Cairo where these folks will raise pigeons, and they release them, and the pigeons bring back friends, apparently, and they eventually, you know, keep a flock of pigeons. And it was just this serendipitous moment that it was just wonderful and amazing insight into a culture and people. And so I always leave a lot of room for those sort of experiences, because that's when you find the scallion pancakes, that's when you find the orecchiette, and that's when you find so much.
Thanks to Jim Lubinsky from Galena and also John Weston in Columbus. That means we have 12 to go, and we have just about 11 minutes to go before the end of the hour. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Public radio is community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, the politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. And one of the cultural interests we have in this unique region is a love of food from everywhere else. This powerful service helps you to understand Central Ohio just a bit more with stories that impact your life, your work, and your family. But it is powered by you. Please join in with your radio station and your local talk show. Make 89.7 NPR News a donation right now. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Sandy Fraith in Columbus just showed her support. Thanks so much, Sandy, for your support. She says, I love Ann Fisher. Well, I love you too, Sandy. 11 to go. 11 to go before the end of the hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Another reference in the introduction, I think, made about how you're looking for the food, not necessarily when you travel the sites. But I would imagine you find that very hard to separate, and that where you're at in the world dictates so much about what you're going to eat.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, obviously we're not there as a tourist. We're there, you know, as a student, as I said. But, you can't separate those things. You know, we go to learn the culture, because you can't learn the food without learning the context of the food. And that means the people, the history, and the art, the music, the everything. And, when I was in Mexico City, we went to these bars that just like spill out onto the street at 1 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's dancing and eating and drinking. And you can't separate that from the food. You know, that's part of learning, and that's part of appreciating what is going on there. And then, of course, that's, again, going back to serendipity, that's when you meet people. And that's when people come back to my house and I'm gonna feed you a real taco or whatever, wherever part of the world you're in. And those are those wonderful moments that you just can't plan and really make the story.
Thanks to Mark Stover of Westerville. That means we have 10 more to go before the end of the hour, and we have just about, looks like 8 minutes to go. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. There is a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours, and that difference is you and your support. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Do you throw darts onto a world map, or do you check the headlines first, or what?
Well, a little bit of both. Like I say, it used to be easier before the pandemic, and it is getting easier now. I was actually supposed to go to China in March of 2020. And when I went down to New York City to get my visa processed, the woman actually said to me, "Are you sure you want this visa?" And that was as the news was breaking. And I said, "Oh, well, maybe not, unfortunately." And so it has become more challenging. Right now we are unfortunately forced by going where we're allowed to go, where they're letting us in, although that's much more open than it used to be. But the other factor is we go where we know we can find food with a lot of appeal to our audience. I was in Thailand a few months ago, and I mean, you know, that's the sort of place where you can't walk down the street without encountering 12 dishes that our audience would love. And I was there, my main reason was for Pad Thai, which was unbelievably delicious. And I'm going to Rome in a few weeks to do Italian pastas, of course, and Korea to do fried chicken and a bunch of other things. And so we do let the food guide us in terms of where we go. And that makes it exciting, because you always kind of have a mission when you're on the ground. It does get a little monotonous at times, because when I go someplace, I have to eat it over and over and over again in order to taste the differences of all the different cooks and all the different approaches to making the same recipe. So oftentimes, by the end of a trip, my team and I are done eating whatever it is we're there to research. We've had enough.
Thanks to William and Kimberly Miracle from Columbus. It means we have 9 to go in just about 6 minutes before the end of the hour. Be one of the 9. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. That's why this station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local show such as All Sides. We're here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and beyond. Stand behind the service you care about and rely on. 866-897-9678. We have a little over 5 minutes to go before the end of this segment, and we have 9 shows of support that we're looking for. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. J.M. Hirsch, I can't imagine how many times you've been to Italy, but you're going there again, and I would if I could too. But are you ever surprised by the fact that you've learned something new, no matter how many times you go back?
No, not at all. I go knowing that no matter how many times I go, I'm going to learn something new. And that is one of the joys of going to Italy. I mean, other than, of course, the prosciutto, the cheese, the wine, the pasta, everything makes Italy a wonderful place to visit. But I've never gone there and not come away with something that surprised me. And I find that one of the best ways to do that is actually to go to learn something that you think you know. Because every time you think you know something, they're going to prove that you don't know anything at all. And I went to Naples a few years back for meatballs, which, again, you'd think we know meatballs pretty well, right? Nope, totally different. And amazing, so light, almost, I know meatballs don't often get described as fluffy, but these were so light and tender. They were almost fluffy and yet savory and rich and meaty. They were so good. Never fail to be surprised and learn something exciting and new.
That's J.M. Hirsch. He's a James Beard Award-winning food and travel writer. He's the editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. We are talking to him today because our thank you gift, when you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, $15 a month as a sustainer, is the Milk Street Season 6 Cookbook. It's an amazing, beautiful book, more than 750 pages. It contains every recipe from the first 6 seasons of Milk Street. You'll find simple recipes with big flavors, and the book is full of beautiful, oversized color photography. Give now and get this cookbook when you make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org, or make that gift by calling 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get access to the Milk Street Cooking School. These are cooking classes from the experts at Milk Street, and the classes are both live streamed and self-paced. When you make your gift of $10 a month, you'll get a code from WOSU that gives you unlimited access to the classes. You can use the code multiple times between now and December 31st, so you can attend as many virtual classes as you would like. You'll have access to them on a wide variety of topics, from knife skills to one-pot dinners. Don't miss this great opportunity to attend cooking school at your own pace with the experts from Milk Street. Get access to these classes for $10 a month as a sustainer, or call at 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, and we're online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, Global, Local. J.M. Hirsch, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's really great talking to you. That's J.M. Hirsch, editorial director of Christopher Kimball's Milk Street. Once again, we have just a little over a minute to go. 866-897-9678. Remember, we're locally run and locally programmed. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in Central Ohio has access to vital news and information. With locally focused programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. You listen because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged. But there's a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours. And that difference is you and your donation. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher during our fall membership drive. We count on you for the most important part of our budget. We rely on you to bring you great programs every day. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Show your support right now while I'm still on the air. I want to hear those phones ring, and I want to hear those clicks a click, and 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you.